Attitude inhibits aging. Would you believe that? Attitude inhibits aging. We just read an article about aging and the longevity boosters from the world's longest lived people in Okinawa. It's a suburb of Japan, one of the islands in the Pacific. I've been on Okinawa. It's a very lovely island. Anyhow, the people who live there have lived there all their life, basically. They like it. They don't know anything different, or if they know something different, they don't find anything better, and they come back. And the people who live there live a long, long life. They have lived through many wars. They have lived through many conflicts, and they're over 100 years old, and there's a high percentage of them. 10 in 100,000 in the United States, and oh, here it is, 33.6 per 100,000 people in Okinawa, compared with 10 in 100,000 in the United States. So it's, so to speak, three times more, which is quite good. Now, in the article, they start saying, while many Americans have a very fast attitude and type A personalities, the average American might be said to suffer from hurry sickness. Okinawans don't. They rarely get stressed. They keep their self good. And the stress brings death. It closes up the nerves. They say that to reduce stress, don't take off more than you can handle. Take advantage of flexi time in your work. Don't get worked up about things you can't change, such as traffic jams or rude behavior, and practice deep breathing and meditation. Now, that's how they start out their article. They could have started out their article with eating certain things and other things, but they started out with attitude. Why did they start it out with attitude? Why didn't they start it out? And of course, as they ended it, they ended the article by saying, spirituality and religion. People who have spiritual religious beliefs live longer than those who don't. And that's quite true. Why would that be? You look at a lot of these old people who believe in religion, and they die younger than old. They die in their 90s instead of the 100s or their 80s. But why does this happen? It's all attitude. What is your attitude about life? What is your attitude about living? What is your attitude about yourself? I was talking to my doctor the other day, and he said, if you have a healthy mind and a healthy body and are active, having a little excess weight will not disturb you. But if you don't have a healthy attitude and a healthy mind, then a little excess weight is going to be compounded tremendously, and it will dump you over the top. And that's what brings on all these other things that they like to talk about, but we won't mention them. So, attitude inhibits aging. How does attitude inhibit aging? Well, if we are mellow, if we are a mellow fellow, mellow, relaxed people, then we don't get stress. And what does stress do? Stress causes your glands to close off. It causes your glands, which feed the necessary tincture of chemical into your body to run it properly, to do too much or too little. Ah! You know, and you're squirting adrenaline, you know. It zaps out into your system. And then you tighten up, and then it's the other activity that counteracts it. It's like insulin and diabetes these things, there's a counteracting activity to that. When it gets too much, then it cuts it way back, and when it gets too little, then it cuts it, shoves it way up. And so if you live a balanced, harmonious, as they said, a moderate life, everything in moderation, life goes along very smoothly and very wonderfully. Why is it that actors oftentimes live very long lives? Actors live very long lives, and they live quite nicely too. You take George Burns. He lived well over 100 and acting right to the last days of his life, just having a ball and being in major movies. In major movies. Fantastic. And several others.
Charlie Chaplin.
I'm sorry? Charlie Chaplin. Well, he didn't get that old. Charlie Chaplin lived in an earlier time when the benefits of aging weren't so well known. Charlie Chaplin looked old, but he was a young man. I think he was in his early 60s or late 50s. But he had a lot of stress. He had a lot of stress. But you look at Bob Hope. And Bob Hope, you'd think, would die very gracefully. But he died pretty miserably. And why did he die miserably? Because everybody wanted to show that he, who was Mr. Laughter, he who was Mr. Absolute Success, had a bad side to him, which he didn't have. But his body looked like it was dying terribly. And then Frank Sinatra. You know, he lived for a long time. But of course, Frank Sinatra did things that Bob Hope never did. Frank Sinatra went in for plastic surgery, you know, for cosmetic surgery, so that he always would look younger. And Bob Hope never bothered about that. But again, you don't have to have plastic surgery. You don't have to have these things. You just have the right attitude and inhibit your aging. Inhibit your aging. Now, you look at Sylvia here, and you say, Sylvia, how old are you? And Sylvia says, I'm 18 or 19, 17. I'm 17. And she looks like it, doesn't she? Mm-hmm. She has that child complexion. Her face is just radiant with this youthfulness and this vitality. And her body, the rest of it, she just sparkled all over with vitality and what other words can you say? A beautiful woman. So now, lots to love. So what is that? Now, the same is true for me. You see, I have that youthful look on my face, just like Sylvia. I have that childlike look, you know. No wrinkles. You don't have any wrinkles either. Yeah. And just like Ellen, and just like all of us, we all look just like 17-year-old kids. And what makes us look so beautiful and makes us look so young is our attitude. Now, when you let yourself get disturbed by things instead of just going and doing them, then you cut your lifespan down. You reduce the number of years you're going to live. And when you reduce the number of years you're going to live, what happens? Then you live shorter. Now, Eileen Côté, is that not true? Eileen Côté has been listening to our 30-minute talks that we give each morning, Thought for Today. And she said, on some of the talks, toward the end, the voice drifted down. And probably it was down throughout the tape. Now, why do you think that was so?
Speaking quietly.
I was speaking quietly, and I was wearing those earphones, you know. And when I was wearing those earphones, I spoke very well to myself, but not well enough to the other. Now, you see, if we were professional, we would have somebody sitting out there with a headphone on, and when I'm speaking low, they would bring up the volume. And they would have the volume always at a pitch that was a satisfactory pitch to be used. But nobody was out there doing it. Just me. So, that's probably why she heard it low. Now, was it an aged old man talking? Or was it a dynamic young 17-year-old? Or 25-year-old? Or what was it?
Name it and claim it.
Name it and claim it. Yes.
It was her.
No, sure.
Who heard it now?
Well, I would rather think that we are having good recommendations.
Okay.
I would rather have the people call in and say, hey, they're not loud enough. Last week it was nice, the week before it was nice, every day it was nice, but there was a couple of days there where it was very low. And then we know that, and then we put up. It's true, it was her. If she had been wise, she wouldn't have listened to those. But it had something for her to hear, and so she strained to listen very carefully. And what she missed, she didn't miss, because it was just a conclusion. And my conclusion is merely a repetition of my introduction. And you know that. So, you see, when we have our attitude in right order, we can live a long, long life. Sylvia, I know you don't know the answer to this question, but I'll ask it anyhow. What are the things that Jonathan Livingston Seagull said were the cause of early death?
Boredom, fear, and anger.
Boredom, fear, and anger. Boredom, fear, and anger. Now, what is boredom? Boredom is when you're not interested in what's going on. Fear is when you are paranoid about everything that's going on. You think everybody's out to get you. They're going to steal your house, steal your car. I just don't remember where we were that this guy locked. Oh, in the trailer park. I was visiting with Ray, and his house is wide open, back door, front door, side doors, all night long they're open, you know, and, you know, people could walk in and out of there, nobody, and I came in, and I had to go back and wake him up, say, Ray, I'm here, you know, and David was sleeping, Ray's, and the puppy dog was jumping all over me, you know, and they didn't even know, we could have walked away with the family fortune if there was one, you know, but his friend across the street, who has less than Ray has, it's a lovely mobile home, you know, but he has less than Ray has, and less that anyone would want to take, because it's all been used and lived with for, you know, 40 years. You know what I mean? Like, who wants 40-year-old stuff? So he has his back door bolted, the windows all bolted and with big, you know, fences over them, and the front door bolted, and then the front door beyond the front door bolted. And I said to him, my gosh, why have you bolted up this house, you know? People are going to think you got something in here that's worth stealing. If you just live casually here and leave your diamonds out on the dining room table, nobody will even notice them. Nobody will even think of them. They're going to run to your jewelry box for your jewels, and they'll see the paste that you have there and not paying attention to it. But the real stuff just sitting on the dining room table, right among the Christmas decorations, you know. Because people don't look for that. It's attitude. And with our attitude, we cause ourselves to be robbed. We cause ourselves to be hurt. We cause ourselves to lose all the things that we have. And that's a heck of a way to do it. The Okinawans, they live a long life. Number one, they are not threatened by their world. If they don't have a job, they go to the nearest coconut tree. They have a coconut. If they don't have a job, their neighbor does. And the neighbor isn't going to let them starve. Or their extended family of their own children and their children's children and their children's children's children. Everybody will be coming over and giving daddy or mom or whoever is, you know, and having a tough time, something to eat. You know? And they don't wear clothes. Just some grass skirt or whatever thing they might make, you know. And so that's no big deal. There's nothing that they have to work for. Nothing that they have to go after. But that doesn't mean they don't live a very interesting, active life. Because they like to go fishing. They don't fish because they need the fish. They fish because they like to go fishing. They go out in the ocean, and they put out their nets, and they bring them in, and they bring in this wonderful load of fish. And they just have a great time. But you see, they're mellow, and they live a long time. Attitude inhibits aging, and attitude can let you live a long long, long life indeed. I love you.